Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Brian Little. Batting second. The left fielder, Terry Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Lee. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Charlie Lee. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting second. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting third. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Max Venable. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brad Wellman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Andy McGaffigan. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Andy McGaffigan. And now, play ball. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into left field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dawson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a pop-up towards short. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Carter moves to third. It's 1-0, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wellman catches it and throws to first to double up Cromartie. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable hits a pop-up towards short. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a fly ball into left field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy McGaffigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGaffigan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 0 for 1 in the game. Venable strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans fields the ball and throws to McGaffigan covering. Safe. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cromarty moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cromarty scores. Wallach moves to third. It's 2 to nothing. Expos. Greg Minton now pitching. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee bunts in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to second. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. Little hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wallach scores. Flynn moves to third. It's 3-0, Expos. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flynn scores. Little moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Little scores. It's 5-0, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from May and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Malley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Expos. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0-for-1 in the game. Wellman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wellman moves to third. Champ Summers pinch hits for Greg Minton. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Wellman scores. May moves to third. Summers moves to second. It's 5-2, Expos. Randy Lurch now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. May scores. Summers moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Expos. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ray Burris now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Summers scores. Davis moves to second. It's 5-4, Expos. Max Venabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venabil is 0-for-2 in the game. Venabil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants 4. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Darrell Evans now playing shortstop. Rennie Martin now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Venabil. Carter reaches second base with a double. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. Carter moves to third. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Benabil. Wallach reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. It's 6-4, Expos. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Malley for the out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wellman hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 4. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Little takes first base on ball 4. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Venabil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Francona now playing first base. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Wallace Johnson pinch hits for Rennie Martin. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bergman strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Giants 4. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Kingman now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wallach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 0-for-3 in the game. Venable strikes out. 2 outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. O'Malley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wellman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Giants 4. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Little hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Little. The throw from May and he is safe. Little steals second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Little moves to third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive. Davis throws the ball into Wellman, who tags Wolford trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Little scores. Francona scores. Dawson moves to third. 1 out. It's 10-4, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Evans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dawson scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 11-4, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 11, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. May reaches second base with a double. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Brian Kingman. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 11, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.